are here with Northwest Credit Union Association's president, Troy Stang. How's it going?
Great. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for taking time. I'm sure your schedule is just nutty like all of ours, but thanks for taking time out to chat.
That's why we come to the great city. Right?
Exactly. So, I mean, what are you hearing at the show? What's the big buzz that you're hearing, and what are you talking about with credit unions these days?
You know, credit unions are extremely energized. Looking back where they came from over the past several years, for the first time, as far as we can remember, the consumer really understands the difference between credit unions being not-for-profit, member-driven organizations. And
hallelujah.
The credit unions are experiencing that growth back home, and that growth is translating into, you know, full PFI relationships. Mm-hmm. Existing credit union members are using their credit union more frequently for a broader suite of services, and so the more they use their credit union, the more they experience that value.
Gotcha.
And that translates to bottom line results for the credit union as a cooperative.
Gotcha. And how are things in the Northwest? I mean, are they like Southern California? Is it like the Midwest? Is it North Carolina, or, you know, East Coast? How are the credit unions, what's the state of credit unions in the Northwest?
Well, we oftentimes don't like to brag about the fact that the sun shines every day in Seattle and Portland
and
across the Northwest.
Even though there's a little bit of rain up there?
There might be a cloud or two up there, but we're really excited as we approach June, because we're going to be hosting the ACU.
So
we're going to bring thousands of credit union professionals to the Northwest to be able to experience what credit unions are about up there.
Okay.
Credit unions in the Northwest are unique in the fact that they have 50% of the market share. So 50% of the consumers, 5.2 million Americans in the Northwest are members of credit unions.
Wow.
And so having that sort of market share, we've got a certain sense of responsibility in the marketplace to ensure that we're good citizens as credit unions across the nation are. And we spend a lot of time talking about the economic impact that credit unions make. You hear the good work that Bill Hample and the CUNA economic team does about what is that real tangible value that a cooperative is able to produce for the credit union member, whether that's $120 or $178 per member household. That is additional spending money in the back pockets of the consumer. And when the consumer can spend that money on Main Street, that's got a ripple effect day in and day out in every town across the great states of Oregon and Washington. So we make sure that every elected official, we make sure that every public media person understands the fact that these credit unions have an obligation that they're fulfilling, and without them in the community, without them being a part of that fabric, without them really delivering on the value proposition of a cooperative, we would feel it in the Northwest. And so we start with the market share, we continue with the economic impact, and we're really, really proud of what the credit union is doing.
It sounds like what you're doing is really paying off if 50% of the folks up there are credit union members. I mean, that's real. I mean, your efforts are a great example of what we all could be doing.
Well, we just were in the main hall. We got to see the passing of the gavel. We saw the past CUNA chairwoman, Susan Streifel, pass the gavel to Rod. Rod gave us just an inspiring address. And he talked about the importance of advancing the charter, advancing the charter at the state level, at the federal level. We've got, this conference is so exciting because the buzz, as you say, is really, what can we do to control our destiny?
What
can we do to make sure that this charter is the best charter around the globe serve the needs of the consumer? That starts back home, number one, making sure that we're fulfilling the obligation that we made when we said we're going to be stewards of the cooperative, but then taking that message to our policy officials in our states. Tomorrow we're going to head up to the Capitol Hill, and we're going to make sure that to tell Congress that we've promised that we're going to take this cooperative charter and return that real value to the consumer.
Very nice, very nice. You actually answered my next question, your goals, so I mean, that's pretty cool.
One more thing on the goals, though.
Go for it.
We can't do that message alone. Not the associations.
Oh, no doubt.
Not the 6,000 some credit unions across the nation. We need every CEO, we need every employee at a credit union. In the Northwest, we call it a 5.2 million seat strategy, and that's making sure that every member that comes into every credit union, whether it's through their online channels, their call centers, or right in the branch, every member walks away just one nugget smarter in the fact that they're doing business with a cooperative.
Great point.
A for-profit institution, but a not-for-profit, member-driven.
I get it. And also, the vendors, our vendor friends in there, they need to pass along the word as well. There's a lot of those guys.
Oh my goodness. Can you imagine the 100 million credit union members and all the business partners and everybody who's involved and touches the rails of credit unions, whether it's from an IT perspective, whether it's the folks that are taking care of our landscape outside of our buildings. If everybody is just a little bit smarter in the fact that these are not-for-profit, member-driven cooperatives and they're returning value, real tangible value to Main Street, that's what America's economy is all about today.
Indeed, indeed. All right, wrap-up question for you here. 2016, outlook, how's the credit union look? I mean, you're right in the mix of it and all that type of stuff. How do you see it turning out?
I think it's a wonderful year for us.
Okay.
As CUNA, as the credit unions across the nation, I think the energy that I just shared with you, credit unions are feeling it from their members, starting with the members and ending with the members.
Yep.
They're seeing that, I think, from an economic perspective. We're going to see the momentum that we've seen in 2015 with the economic recovery continue. We've got a really exciting thing going on called the presidential elections.
That is exciting.
I think that is having more consumers pay attention to what's happening in the American landscape.
Yeah, you're right.
And they want to do something about it. They want to be engaged and be engaged in this process through credit unions and being an active participant, I think it's just a beautiful thing for 2016.
Great message to end on. Troy, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
A pleasure, always.